Hey, this is Greg Sanders. Thanks for listening today. It's our hope that this message will help you connect to God, grow in His Word, and serve the kingdom in a greater capacity. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message. Hey, Assembly family, coming to you this morning from our house. So welcome to the Sanders home. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning. Just can't say enough how much I've missed the last week just connecting with you personally. And even this morning, I'm glad I can come to you. I'm glad we can have this interaction via Facebook. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like hugging your neck, shaking your hand, and just worshiping the Lord together. I miss lifting up the name of Jesus as a corporate body and look forward to the day that we can do that again in the same house, lifting up our hands together to the Lord. But please know we love you. We're praying for you. And we're here to serve you, and we're here to minister to you this morning. And I'm just praying this morning, even while we are having this conversation together, that the Lord will meet you right where you're watching, whether you're watching on your phone or you're as a family gathered around the computer or around the television this morning, or if you're watching this at a later date. I just believe that God's got a word for you this morning, and I'm so happy to be able to present it to you this way. I want to just share with you real quickly this morning on the idea that you can't trust what you see, and you definitely can't live by what you see. That's today's message. You can't live by what you see. I know today you may be seeing things that look impossible, but I want you to know you can't live by what you see. You may be facing things that seem too difficult for you. You may seem too weak to face them on your own, but I want to tell you, you can't live by what you see. Or it could be that this morning, on the other hand, that you're facing something that seems so simple that I've got this. Can I tell you whether what you're facing today seems easy or hard? Either way, you can't live by what you see. As you know, the last few weeks we've been talking about at the Assembly how to develop a courageous heart. And one of the things we got to do if we're going to develop a courageous heart is determine we're not going to live by what we see. And that's so important because the last 7 to 10 days has taught us what we see can change by the moment. What we see can look one way one second and a completely different way the next. News is changing every hour, and this reminds us that we can't live by what we see. The last few weeks, we've been looking at the life of Joshua, and we've seen God do some incredible things as He allowed Joshua and the children of Israel to cross the river, as God parted the waters for them. We saw God enable them to take a city that was impossible, Jericho, walls they could not climb over, walls they could not penetrate on their own. God just brought completely down. And I know some of you today are facing some walls of impossibility, and we're still praying that God's going to bring them down for you, even in this season. Maybe it's a wall of sickness. God can bring that wall down for you, as we talked about. Or whether it's financial impossibility, I know there's a lot of uncertainty. God can bring those impossible walls down in your life today, just like He has before. So we're praying that will continue to happen for you. But after God has done that for Joshua, they're now wondering what's next. How do we defeat the next city? What is the next city? What is the next giant? What is the next land to conquer? And as they're getting ready to do what's next for God, they're met. In Joshua chapter 9, they're met by a group of people who come to Joshua and says, "Hey Josh, we are from a people a long way away from you, and we know the victory that God's given you, and we want to just form a treaty with you right now while you're still here. And like I said, we're so far away, we're no threat to you. Would you just, instead of conquering this land that belongs to us, would you just make a compromise with us? Would you just join a treaty with us?" And the Bible says some very convicting words to me personally. The Bible says that Joshua sampled the goods, sampled the conditions of these men, but he didn't consult the Word of God. In other words, Joshua chose in that moment to live by what he could see. If you know the story in Joshua chapter 9, this group of people that came to see Joshua, you'd find out later in the story in chapter 9 that they only lived 5 miles from where Joshua was at this moment. But they had gotten some old clothes, some worn out shoes, some moldy bread, some wineskins that were so old and cracked, and they were empty. They loaded them down on these camels, and they came to Joshua
basically in disguise. They came to Joshua saying, "We're from a long way off. We're no threat to you." And yet they were just from next door. And Joshua made a mistake that day because he judged his life by what he could see and not by what God was saying. Friends, I know that today a lot of us are seeing a lot of scary things. But I want to tell you, you can't live your life by what you see. So I want to ask you to pray with me right now. And I want to share with you a few things this morning on how we can better live by what God is saying and not by what we see. Father, I love you. I thank you for our friends. And I thank you for our church family. I thank you for the Assembly Church this morning and all of its members and all of its family today. God, as we receive from your Holy Spirit this morning, speak to me. Speak to each member, speak to each family. God, I pray that every home right now, whether it's a home of one or a home of a dozen, Lord, I just pray right now, we'll all just have new confidence in you. Lord, develop that heart of courage in us. And let us be reminded that we can't live by what we see, but we can live by what you say. So speak to us this morning. Give me the ability to speak what you want spoken today, and we'll give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So Joshua looks at the outward things. He looks at what these people are saying. They say, "We're from a long way off. We're no threat to you." And he believes them. He just takes them at his word. He lives by what he sees instead of what he knows that God has spoken to him. See, God had already told him in the book of Exodus to never make a treaty with other people of the land. But he just assumed what they were saying was true. He assumed that he could live by what he saw. I don't know if you've ever made the mistake of living by what you see. Several years ago, Megan and I, we made reservations. Actually, let me be honest. I made the reservations because that's what I do with my family for vacation. And we found a beach house online. It looked great. The price was right. The pictures were beautiful. And so we booked it. And months later, we're at the beach. And we drive up on our vacation rental. And we open the door. And all of a sudden, I realize I shouldn't have went by what I saw. The house, though it was resembled what was in the picture, it wasn't exactly like what was in the picture. I was so distraught, I actually went back to the webpage while I'm sitting in the beach house that we've rented, and I began to look at those pictures to make sure, hey, are these pictures really the pictures I saw? And they were. They were the pictures I saw. It just wasn't near as good as what I saw. And I began to scroll down on that webpage where I'd booked this beach house, and down at the bottom, there was a section I'd never noticed before. It was the reviews. And the reviews of what other people had said let me know that I could have expected something different. As a matter of fact, one of the pictures, a man had made a comment. And he said, "Don't trust the pictures." It reminded me of what we're talking about this morning with Joshua. You can't live your life by the picture you see at the moment. You got to go by what the Word of God says and by what the Spirit of God is saying. So I want to talk to you real quick about how we can learn to not live by what we see, but live by what God says. Here's a few ways I think it'll help you this morning. First off, we have to understand that the enemy attacks us two different major ways. The first way the enemy attacks you and me is he attacks us by what we by the head-on attack. He attacks us by what we can see. Sometimes the enemy comes against you and he comes against me, and we know it's him. We know that this sickness is from him. We know this financial difficulty is from him. Maybe you've stepped out and you trusted God in a new area of your life. Maybe it's financial. You began to give. Well, all of a sudden your finances are attacked. Or maybe all of a sudden you say, "Hey, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to get into church. We're going to join ourselves to a family of faith." And now all of a sudden your family's attacked. The enemy, a lot of times, he does attack us head on in an area that we're trusting him. And in Joshua chapter 9, we see that the moment Joshua crosses over and begins to take the ground that God wants him to take, we do see this obvious frontal attack from different kingdoms. That's found in verse number 1, different kings of that area. They're joining forces for a head-on attack. And sometimes we have those in our lives. I remember a quote from the movie Cinderella Man. Jim Braddock said, "Hey, at least when I'm in the ring, I know where the punches are coming from." Sometimes in our life, those head-on attacks can be a favor to us because we know to expect them. But for our message this morning, if you'll read down to verse number 2 or 3 of Joshua chapter 9, you'll see this phrase. It says that the Gibeonites took a different route. They decided to fight Joshua, and they use the word with a ruse. In other words, by deception. And here's the part B of your notes this morning, is that when the enemy fights you, sometimes he does come head on, but I've discovered his favorite mode of attack is by deception. And that's what he did for Joshua. He tried to get Joshua to live off of what he saw. And one of the reasons we cannot live by what we see is because we have to understand the enemy always tries to manipulate what you see in order to attack your life. So we got to understand that one of the ways that we always, always must keep our guard up is by looking beyond what we see. Because what we see is a predictable pattern of problems and in a persistent way the enemy always tries to attack you. So understand, the enemy's going to try to attack you by what you see. So therefore, I've got to keep my eyes open, understanding that what I see is trying to be manipulated by the enemy. There's always more than what I see. Which brings me to point number two this morning, is that what we see is limited. Joshua was 5 miles away from Gibeon. 5 miles away from where these people live. But you know what? He was in unfamiliar territory. I don't know about you, but right now, with this coronavirus and, you know, the government telling you to stay at home and not meet together, I appreciate every bit of information they're given, but I'm just having to admit, this is uncharted territory for me. This is uncharted territory for our church. It's uncharted territory for our families and for me as your pastor, as a person. No one's been through this before. Medical professionals haven't been there through this before. And here's what we got to understand. When we're in places we've never been before, we need to understand that what we see is limited. But what God sees is unlimited. His ways are higher than our ways. What he sees is better than what we see. Several weeks ago, a group of us were in Ecuador on a missions trip, and we spent several days working on this church and every day, you know, walking up on the second store, looking on the floor, looking around, seeing these different things. But on our last day there, George had brought a drone that had a camera on it. And our last day there, he flew that drone up, and he went way up into the sky, and he began to take pictures, and we were watching on his phone the pictures it was taking. And as I was watching that, I began to notice there were things around that church, around that facility, that I had no idea was there. But the moment we got a higher perspective, I realized, wow, my sights had been limited. I hadn't been seeing the whole picture. Can I tell you, in this moment of uncharted territory, there are things that God sees that you don't see. There's opportunities that he sees that you don't see. There's help he has for you that you don't see. There's ways that he's working this stuff together for good that we don't see. And if we're not easy, we can be really distracted and discouraged by all the things we don't see. But friends, can I tell you this morning, there's more to see than what you see. You can't live by what you see. What you and I see is limited, but what God sees is unlimited. He sees every resource. You know, there's a book in, or there's a time in God's Word when Elijah said, Lord, I'm all by myself. I'm the only one that's serving you. It would be better for me if I just died. And the Lord said, Elijah, listen, there's 7,000 people that haven't bowed their knee. He said, you're not alone in this. Elijah had a problem you and I have. His sights were limited. He was living by what he saw and not by what God sees. He was living by what he felt and not by the word of God. I want to challenge you this morning, don't live by what you see, because what you see is limited. Third, this morning, realize that what you see can be manipulated. Everything Joshua saw, moldy bread, worn out shoes, old wineskins, worn out clothes, all this stuff was stuff that had been manipulated. You know, we live in a world, we're getting really good at manipulating what you see. One of the big things entertainment wise today is there's virtual reality. You can put on some goggles and all of a sudden what you see is, it could be a different universe, a different planet, a different part of the earth than where you're actually standing. But you put on these glasses and what you see is manipulated. It can change in a moment. Our pilots that fly airplanes can go in these simulators that simulate the feeling of flying, simulate the view of flying, simulate the train of actually being in a real cockpit in the air, but I've talked to just enough pilots to know this, as great as that is, it's not the real thing. In other words, they understand that what they're seeing is being manipulated, and the manipulated thing of what they see, though it can be helpful in theory and for training, it's not the same thing. And you and I have to understand the enemy is always trying to manipulate what we see. So we can't live by what we see, because what we see gets manipulated all the time. And fourth, this morning, I would challenge you. You can't live by what you see until what you see is filtered by God. Joshua chapter 9, verse number 14. The word of God says, the Israelites sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. In other words, Joshua lived by what he saw, and he never took it to the Lord. 1 John chapter 5 says this, this is our confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, we can have it. That verse reminds me that until I take what I see to the Lord, I'm actually leaving a whole lot of resources on the table. There's a song we used to sing when I was growing up as a kid. It said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and grief to bear. Then it closes out that verse. It says, oh, what pain we bear, all because we don't carry our needs to God in prayer. In other words, that song reminds us we're leaving things on the table when we don't take what we see to God in prayer. I want to ask you this morning, have you responded to what you've seen the last 7 to 10 days? Have you responded to what you've seen in your life the last 7 or 10 years? Has your knee-jerk reaction always been to say, Lord, I can't live by what I see, so I'm going to bring this to you in prayer, and I want you to filter what I see through faith. I want you to filter what I see through the words of God, because, friends, that's how we're going to develop a courageous heart. It's not by living by what we see, but living our life by what God sees. And I know right now there's a lot of things that you see that may bother you. But I want to tell you, don't live by what you see. Live by what God says. Take a moment today and ask the Lord, God, what do you see that I don't see? What help do you see that I don't see? Lord, what power do you see that I've just neglected, I haven't even thought about? Begin to ask the Lord, Lord, show me what I'm not seeing. And determine this morning, you're not going to live by what you see, you're going to determine to live by what God says. This morning, I want to close by praying with you. Now, there's a lot of needs in our church. There's people directly affected by this virus that need God's healing. We're going to pray this morning God will heal them. Others of you are watching this morning and you're healthy, but this crisis has led to some financial stress. Some of you are, you're good financially, you're good physically, but man, you're bombarded by fear. And some of this fear, you know, you have a right to fear, to be fearful. But you know, someone once said a long time ago that courage isn't the absence of fear. Courage is taking the right action despite the fear you see, despite the fear you feel. And this morning, that action step you can take is the decision that, listen, I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm going to lean on God's word. I'm going to lean on God's promises. So don't live by what you see. If you have a prayer need this morning, if it's one of those categories or something completely different from those, listen, don't hold that in. Don't feel like you're isolated or alone. As a church, we're trying our very best during the season to be available to you. As a staff, we want to be available to you. And though we may not be able to come and put our arms around you today like we want to, if you'll share your need right now, you can put it in the comment section of this video. You can inbox the church, and I'll see that. The staff will see that. Or you can inbox me directly. We're going to pray for you, not just in this moment, but in the moments to come. We're going to keep on believing that from this moment on, we're not going to live by what we see. We're going to realize our perspective is limited. What we see can be manipulated, but what God says can be trusted. You can trust God with your life, with your needs, and what you're going through this morning. So, Father, I pray for our friends today. I pray for our church. God, I pray for every need within the sound of my voice today. God, I pray that every one of these needs be met by your power. Lord, I pray in the moments of our life where sometimes we think it's impossible. Other times we think, Lord, I got this. And both circumstances will turn to you. God, I pray for those who are struggling financially today. Lord, I'm thankful that just as you caused water to come out of a rock for the children of Israel in the wilderness, you can cause resources to spring up in their life that they can't see. Lord, they may not see how the door is going to open, but Lord, you see things that we don't see. God, I pray for those who are sick today. I'm thankful the word says that by your stripes we're healed. I just pray the healing power of Jesus would flow into people's homes this morning, even through earbuds in their ears this morning as they're listening to this message, that the healing power of God would touch them. I pray for those that are just overcome with fear. I'm thankful that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, Lord. You've given us a spirit of peace, a sound mind, confidence, and courage. And I pray that will fill people's hearts this morning as well. And God, I just pray for every person, for the sound of my voice today, those who are watching online and listening online. Lord, I pray that today you will bless them. Pray you will keep them. Pray your face will shine upon them. And in the middle of this unknown territory we're in, you'll give them peace. Of course, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. Hey, the notes to this message are on the Bible app under the events. Just look for our church if you want to review and catch up on some of the scriptures I probably sped over. You can go deeper in depth on this message through those notes. God bless you. I love you. Have a great Sunday. We are here for you. Just reach out, give us a call or an inbox. We'll be right here to help you. God bless you. Have a great day.